brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from the InfoWars studios deep behind enemy lines, Austin, Texas. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Flood, your radio gun, sitting in for Alex Jones today. It is the 23rd day of June, 2006, a Friday, a good Friday. It is a good day to die. Welcome aboard. We got a great show for you today. Dar Jamel will be joining us in the second hour of our broadcast today, giving us some updates of what is going on deep inside Iraq. Dar Jamel has some great contacts as a former unembedded reporter in Iraq, and he's going to come up in the second hour of today's program and give us the skinny. We're going to be taking a lot of calls today as well and talking about a lot of news. Alex Jones will also be joining us here in about 10 minutes to discuss with me and you the summer of fear. That's right, folks. One day after the next, one terrorist plot foiled every single day leading up to the midterm elections. And many boogeymen killed and caught. The Democrats, of course, the liberals, cutting and running. And Jim Fetzer last night on the Hannity or Vanity and Combs program, Oliver North sitting in for Sean Vanity, just destroyed both Oliver North and, well, I think Alan Combs was along for the ride. Sometimes you just get the feeling that Combs really wants to just break out and tell us what we want to know. But then again, let's not give him too much credit. Got a lot of news to cover today, though. U.S. military links the Karzai brothers. Of course, you know, Hamid Karzai is the chief governor of Kabul in Afghanistan. They are linking them now to drugs. That's right. This is exactly what we've been talking about on my program and this program for the last week, is how all of this always seems to connect to drugs, how drugs and the global drug smuggling rings headed by global intelligence of the New World Order fund terrorism. They go hand in hand. We're also going to talk about more terrorist plots foiled in the summer of fear, one particularly going on in the UK. They busted one in the UK. They busted one in Canada. They busted one just about a month ago in Australia. And now we've got another one here in Florida. Of course, Alex Jones will be joining us here in just a few minutes to discuss that with you. Tom Ridge has come out and said the war on terror will last decades. That wouldn't be anything new, as we've been told this from the beginning, that this war will last generations. In fact, some have put a time span of a 100-year war on terror. I suppose at that time, when we've run out of boogeymen, we'll have to invent little green men from space coming down to be our mortal enemy. This will be the final act, if it hasn't happened already, that will have the world join together and form that glorious, peaceful, one-world government in order to fight the evil attackers. But that will be 100 years from now. Newspapers have rejected the White House request to kill a story. More propaganda, more psychological warfare on the people. We'll talk about that today. Also, a new report coming out. Social isolation is growing in the United States. A new study says the number of people who say they have no one to confide in has risen. Of course, that's right, folks. We don't talk to our neighbors anymore. We don't talk to our family anymore. I don't think that's true for you info warriors out there. In fact, you're doing all the talking, which is fantastic. But the average American out there, constantly isolated, constantly locked into their own little world, their virtual world of 500 channels of programming, of internet surfing, of Walmart trinkets from China. This is the world that we have created for ourselves, and I'll say it again, we get what we pay for. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. Yes, and if you don't think that's enough, in China, a woman forced to abort a fetus at 7 months. That's our future, folks. Eugenics, population control, and yes, let's get rid of 95% of the population. Not me that's saying that, of course, that is the elite. We'll come right back. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones. Genesis Communications Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I am the pterodactyl of talk radio. We have the T-Rex with us live from Los Angeles, checking in with us, one and only Alex Jones. Alex, good to have you aboard, man. The summer of fear really taking effect here. Wanted to have you come on and talk about these seven black Muslims rounded up in this domestic terror plot in Florida.
Well, Jack, thanks for having me on, and thanks for sitting in. I know you're flying out here tonight. Boy, I tell you, the conference, first off, sold out on Monday, and there are hordes of people showing up here going, we've got to get tickets, we've got to get tickets. It's just wild how big this has gotten. We probably could have had 3,000 or 4,000 people here, not 1,200.
Yeah.
And as you reported yesterday, C-SPAN's going to be here. It looks like BBC's going to be here, CNN. Charlie Sheen is going to be speaking some tomorrow. We're going to have some other surprise guests. So it's going to be amazing. And obviously part of my talk that I'm going to give tomorrow is going to be, and was going to be, on provocateuring terrorist attacks or provocateuring the illusion of these. So before I get in briefly to what's happening right now, well, first off, I went to bed last night at about 1 o'clock California time, about 3 o'clock Central time. I was on a nationally syndicated Spanish radio show for 2 hours laying out how 9/11 is an inside job. So that's my excuse for just waking up about an hour and a half ago. And I opened my eyes, I turned the television on, it's on CNN, and they're saying, coming up, the terror bust in Florida. So immediately I said, okay, it's going to be either registered welfare recipients, Muslim men who are registered to be retarded, or it's going to be teenagers. And again, it's not that I'm some genius, folks. I've seen this over and over again from Canada to England to the U.S. going back to the 93 yeah. World Trade Center
and
attack.
And domestic terror, which seems to be the angle in all the recent roundups around
the world. And it just so happens that a month ago, why Mueller, the head of the FBI, had a speech just scheduled for today on the danger of domestic terror. So exactly what I thought the report would be, it then comes on, and they admit that these were young, dumb kids. They show one of their friends incoherent gibbering about how we just love the Bible and we love Jesus and all of this stuff. And they imagine, out of the clear blue sky, the feds show up with $50,000, hand it to kids, tell them they're soldiers at first, then tell them you get $50,000 more if you go videotape this. The kids freak out. They think they've entered, you know, heaven or something, a nirvana. They start running around. They go videotape what they're told to videotape, and boom, it's this huge national raid. But even CNN and Fox were having to admit, well, the government basically went out, funded the group, set it up, got the space, videotaped them saying all this. So now, before I go further, Jack, let me just back up. Back in, 1994, they had the Viper Militia, and that was out on the West Coast. And this is all on the record. The FBI went out, went to a methamphetamine-dealing bar owned by bikers. Over the next year, the FBI agent became the head of the group with two informants he had also infiltrating the group because he kept giving them so much money. They said, sure. It was a very small bike club, drug dealers. And they said, we're the Viper Militia. He gave them machine guns. They detonated some bottle bombs. Then they raided them. And, of course, the FBI chose the name because it was the Viper Biker Club. They knew that that would sound great later to say Viper Militia.
Yeah.
Now, Bum Steer Award, 1998, in Texas, Texas Monthly, big insult, it's in my film, the Police State Through the Takeover. They go out and literally, an FBI informant with an FBI agent, and this is why they got really scared in the media, but back then they got in trouble for this, now it's a good thing. And they went to, and nothing against trailer parks, folks, you aren't trash if you live in a trailer, but trash does sometimes live in trailers. But they went to this trailer trash people, and they literally spent 2 years. They went to these two men who had two wives. They, quote, created a Klan group. The informant was the leader. He gave them tens of thousands of dollars, tried to get them to attack the chemical plant. Again, gave them a video camera. They videotaped blowing up a black powder bottle bomb. They got them talking about how they were going to take over the White House and how they were going to become president after they robbed it. It was so delusional that the FBI could never get them to actually attack the chemical plant there in Arlington, right by Fort Worth, where I, by the way, have family. I don't appreciate that, FBI. And so they raided them and busted them, but then it came out that it was all staged, and the guy that they had doing this had done it over and over again. So then remember, about 4 months ago in Ohio, they raid and bust a bunch of people. They were planning all these terror attacks. Turns out the, quote, leader was a Army Special Forces officer who'd, quote, been sheep-dipped, just come out of the military. He went out and found some young people, ages about 18 to 25, and got them just to shoot their mouths off at meetings and say, yeah, yeah, and to agree with him. Now, then we look at about a month ago in England, the same day they announced they bust 17 people in Canada, they raid a house with over 50 armed police at that one house, over 400 in the neighborhood. They go in a house, they shoot an innocent person, turns out, oh, it was just a false alarm, but that retraction's back of the paper, no terrorists busted. Canada, it's the same thing. They provocateured them. They got them, found people to just shoot their mouths off. Jack, I experienced this in Canada with upwards of four different provocateurs at once openly saying, we need to blow stuff up. We need to do this and that. Then later,
we get this on our forum all the time, Alex. I mean, this is just the routine for us now.
Mm-hmm. So if they can get you to one time, and I put this in the article, Paul Watson did, if you one time agree with them, you will then be arrested, and listen, I would have been on Canadian television, Alex Jones, plotting terror attack. When I came in, they were asking me if I was. You see, they had this whole thing set up. Then they grabbed people, interrogated them, who weren't provocateuring, and took them to weird facilities and said, you know, are you with Alex Jones? Are you planning? You know, I mean, folks, this is what they do. Now, let's go back to 93. On the record, the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave them the detonators. Both of the Muslim men were on city welfare, registered mentally retarded. So this is how they operate. This is what they do, and frankly, I'm sick of it. And we were talking before the show started, and you're right, it is the summer of terror. We ask, what are they going to do to be able to attack Iran? What are they going to do for the election? And you're right, they staged the announcement of Roe for now. They're staging all these, quote, high-profile busts. Oh, they're going to save you. And then I saw them on CNN going, good thing Chicago just put in all those Homeland Security cameras. This will keep people safe. The cameras will keep you safe. And then literally we see the real potential terrorists, all these men in camouflage, unnamed, and wearing masks, running around on our streets, folks. I'm sorry, whether those men know it or not, they work for the people that carried out 9/11.
Right, and then we got the mayor of Cleveland coming out and saying that all the teens are terrorists. And again, this feeds into this cycle of fear with domestic terrorism.
Exactly. Now all crime or street fights are now terrorism. Everything is terror. But what is the Webster's definition of terror? It is using fear to control populations. It is terrorizing. The government is terrorizing us with the media, with these reports. And it won't matter that in a week or a month it'll come out that all this was staged and gets thrown out and that, you know, half of them are mentally retarded and the other half are mentally ill.
We'll not hear any more about it.
It'll be back of the paper. And then I'll, you know, be sitting there in a grocery store line hearing some people go, oh, they're busting so many tests, thank goodness. I mean, so bottom line, I want Paul Watson, I know he's listening, to write an article on this, but instead of just focusing on this new case, maybe a rundown of, I mean, there are cases in the 60s and 70s. Nixon did this north of me in San Francisco. It's a famous case where they had this big peace group that was really getting effective, hundreds of peaceful people. And so the FBI gave them, what was it, $20,000. So that person became the treasurer. The FBI agent became the treasurer. Oh, you got money. Sure, you're the treasurer. Then he went out with two other members he could convince just to, quote, have some fun. He lit a half stick of dynamite in a mud flat, and then they arrested hundreds of people. Many of them are still in prison. Two were totally innocent, had nothing to do with it. So, you know, we've got the BATF with militia members burying pipe bombs on their land in Michigan. They've been caught doing that. And so let's just get, you know, flat out about this. The reason violence isn't good is because the government carries out violence and then blame it on their enemies. And if anybody ever buries something on my land or anybody ever buries something on Jack's land, we're on record. This is total baloney. But
yeah.
Notice they don't mess with us because they know that we're on record. And I want criminal charges for these FBI agents that tried to set these kids up to do something violent, because this is more than a sting, more than a setup. What if somebody is able to carry this out before they're able to stop them? They're going to be responsible, but that's exactly their plan.
Whatever happened to entrapment? I mean, we've got this a news program that's on every day now where they entrap these pedophiles. Now, whether they deserve that or not, I guess people can make up their own minds. But, I mean, you know, when we have stings on the street where you dress up a police officer as a hooker to entrap people into their car. But now, of course, they've taken this to a whole new level, and entrapment is still illegal in my book, isn't it, Alex?
Well, yes, but it goes even two steps past entrapment.
And this is right out of 24 or something.
It goes two steps past that because we know with the Klan group in 98, we know with the 93 bombing
93,
in New York, that they're actually trying to get them to carry out the bombings. They only bust them when the people are so stupid and so dumb that they can't actually get them to carry it out. And so on record, our government, New York Times, again, but plain view, the average person still doesn't know. It was on CBS News, ABC News. All of this is on the record. That the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, gave them the detonators, and then Ahmad Salam, the informant, the Egyptian Security Force agent, said, look, it's time to bust them. And they said, nope, we're letting it go forward. He knew he was being set up, so he recorded over 12 hours of them saying, we're going to let the bombing take place. And then to shut him up, they paid him $1.3 million to go away and shut up. So listen, folks, the government right now, if they can find some group, they will give them bombs, they will give them detonators, they will kill you and your family, and they will take your freedoms after they do it.
And this really, I'm glad you made kind of put this warning out, because this pertains to a lot of the people that maybe might listen to a show like this, Alex, who were out chatting on a message board somewhere about how they might want to do something. You will be targeted. You will be targeted, you will be set up, and we'll read about you in the newspapers. The next new big terrorist plot foiled. Isn't Homeland Security and the FBI doing a wonderful job?
Exactly. This is a phony war, so they've got to continue to create this boogeyman threat, and they are literally in front of everyone setting up
Alex,
a factory of real
break?
And fake terrorists.
Are you going to stay through this break?
I'm going to let you go, Jack. You're flying in tonight. I'll see you this evening, and I'll see you tomorrow. It's going to be an incredible event, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank those that are here and those that are coming. And just expose the fake government terror. Go to PrisonPlanet.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
It is the summer of fear, folks, but do not be afraid. Fear not. Fear nothing but fear itself, a globalist once said. And he was right. He was right about that anyway. And something else FDR said, and he also said there are no accidents in politics. I happen to agree with that as well. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. And I do the radio program right after Alex every day on this very network. Hope you can all tune in. We got a lot of news, and we're going to take a lot of your calls. We got Dar Jamel coming up in the second hour to give us some updates on Iraq. And we are going to continue to bring you all the news fit to suppress. Recent story, just breaking news at PrisonPlanet.com, penned by Paul Joseph Watson, talks about another terror plot. Cook terror plot recycles politics of fear. Al-Qaeda plan to fly planes into London skyscrapers concocted by government lobbyists. So we've got the terror ring here of low IQ, desperate teenagers who took a couple of bucks to make a video, and the next thing you know, they're blamed on bombing the Silverstein Tower, sorry, the Sears Towers. Here's the event in England, another bizarre example of Tony Blair's government playing with the politics of fear. A discredited terror plot concerning Al-Qaeda plans to fly planes into London skyscrapers, an admitted fairy tale manufactured by government lobbyists, resurfaced today as a news story. That's right. They don't even have to go out and create new events. They just recycle the stories over and over again because, of course, most of us fall down the memory hole and forget what happened. The BBC reports that a Department of Homeland Security dossier verifies a previous Al-Qaeda plan to hijack airplanes from Heathrow Airport and fly them into nearby Canary Wharf buildings. The fact that this story was thoroughly discredited back in November of 2004 as a collusion of imaginative government lobbyists and lapdog media collaborators is completely omitted. Immediately before the Queen's speech, Blair's government needed to inject a dose of fear into the political landscape in order to enable their ID cards and anti-terror legislation to hit the ground running. So it was that two Daily Mail and ITN News journalists, renowned for fraternizing socially with Blair's hierarchy, met with government lobbyists to cook up a terror plot, and it was reported a week later as bona fide news. At the time, police and intelligence officials were baffled as to where the information had come from and totally distanced themselves from it. To say we were surprised at the report is an understatement. This is the first we have heard of a plot like this. Another said, quote, "No one has been charged for this so-called plot, which suggests it never happened." Even Labour's own Peter Hain, the Leader of Commons, declared the so-called plot to be bogus. Quote, "Despite having the information for several days and possibly longer than a week, the newspaper and television program held the stories until just before the Queen's speech, which contained bills to introduce a biometric ID card. An FBI-style organized crime agency and other anti-terrorist measures," said the London Independent, noting the suspicious timing of the leak. In another bizarre parallel, earlier May 2004, BBC Panorama documentary stimulated a terror attack on Canary Wharf, causing many shocked viewers to believe the event was real, provoking hundreds of subsequent complaints. Again, putting together a documentary or a mockumentary in this case, showing terrorists flying into buildings in London and trying to, again, instill this this fear in the viewers. You know, and I remember it wasn't too long ago on Nightline, they aired a war game in which Madeleine Albright pretended to be president, and the war game was that the entire world had been victims unleashed of a bubonic plague or of a biological attack, and they sat around a round table with all the leaders of the world and discussed how they were going to vaccinate everybody, how they were going to use the vaccinations for political purposes, should they give them to the Middle East or not, because again, they are our enemy, and it looks so real. I mean, if you didn't know, and a lot of people don't know that Madeleine Albright wasn't president or isn't president, but it looks so real, and there was no explanation that if you were out of the loop and politically ignorant, you would not know that from the real thing. And let's face it, folks, and if you ever watched jaywalking or if you've ever watched any of these, you know, game shows, you'll have noticed that people don't even know who the vice president is. So they are very susceptible to this type of an attack. The fabled Canary Wharf plot is just another one in the never-ending deluge of phony terror alerts pumped out at a politically expedient times in an attempt to quell dissent against the Blair government and the Bush government, the Howard government, and all governments around the world. Stay tuned, folks. To come back, we'll go right to your calls. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Bloody war and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
Renegade Radio, Genesis Communications Radio Network, your first source for independent, uncensored news, all the news fit to suppress, all the news you're not getting, and more. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in for Alex today. Alex will be scheduled to be back in the InfoWars studio on Monday. Of course, he's getting ready for the massive 9/11 Neocon Agenda Conference in Los Angeles, and as Alex says, a lot of buzz on this, and this is exactly what we need. We need to get out and do whatever we can to bring this issue of 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda to the public at large, and so far, so good. It's working, and as I say, when things start to work, don't lay off. Redouble your efforts. Really focus in like laser beams. Let's talk to some of you renegades. We're going to take nothing but calls for the next 15 minutes. 1-800-259-9231, toll free anywhere in North America. 1-800-259-9231. First up is Mike in Texas. Mike, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Jack. How are you, buddy?
Very good.
Hey, I was wondering if you could get a hold of Rick Santorum, because I was out in my backyard this morning, and I think I found a couple hundred weapons of mass destruction. So
you found some old Coke bottles that were buried, and they could be toxic. Those could be used and given to the terrorists.
Well, I tell you what, that was almost as funny as watching Geraldo last night talk about his combat experience. He was ripping John Kerry.
Unbelievable.
Geraldo
and Bill O'Reilly together, shouldn't they do their own show on the Comedy Channel?
Actually, you know, O'Reilly could probably do a show on sexual harassment because that tape of him and his... But anyway, hey, I wanted to ask you real quick. I've heard you talk before, and I think you do a heck of a job, and I'm not sucking up or nothing, but you mentioned your website one day, and what is it? Because I'm just curious.
It's kind of hard, but I tried to make it simple for people. It's jackblood.com.
Hmm.
How's that? Easy enough?
Easy enough.
My name and put a .com. In fact, you don't even have to put the .com. Just Google my name, and then you get to read all of my stalker's notes that are generally always at the top of Google. So you can read what a big sellout I am and how I beat my wife, or I don't know what they're making up today. I can't even keep up with it anymore. But it's simple. Just Google Jack Blood. You'll get several pages of information and the website.
Well, actually, you know what? I think it's very interesting. The same guys that say that take pride in Ann Coulter saying that basically John Murtha should be killed.
Well, the same people that say that call the FBI and other people and snitch on other people. So let's listen to them, you know?
Yeah, buddy, I appreciate your time. You're doing a great job. Thank you very much for being who you are.
You got it. Thank you for the call. Yeah, chemical weapons too old to use, says the U.S. intelligence officials. And this has been brought to the Department of Defense. I mean, look, the White House doesn't really want to comment on it. The Department of Defense is taking the line now because Santorum really stepped in it. And so did Sean Vanity and the rest. They really all stepped in it, but they're taking the line that, well, those were dangerous. This was poison. This could hurt people. Well, obviously, you can go to your kitchen sink right now and find a lot of weapons of mass destruction that does not justify trillions of dollars of expenditures, hundreds of thousands of lives, including over 2,500 of our own. And, of course, the loss of liberties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No, those aren't weapons of mass destruction. It's poison at this point. But, well, Saddam Hussein had poison. You see, we were right all along. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, I'm glad you called in. I was hoping you would, because I wanted somebody from Louisiana to call in, and if they could, tell us what's going on down there, because the National Guard was called down. It looks like curfews for children, for juveniles, are being put in place in New Orleans. We want to find out what's going on down there. Have you seen anything yet?
Well, yeah, I go down every 2 weeks to see my aunt, and I went down there last week. The National Guards wasn't out. But let me explain this to you, Jack. Sometimes, in the Ninth Ward, there's 7 or 8 killings a day.
Yeah.
You don't hear about them. But 5 kids got killed and ran into a light post, so they call out the National Guard. They say crime rate's so bad. But crime rate's always been bad in New Orleans.
I lived there for a year myself. I'm
you,
very
you know, the Ninth Ward, the police don't even go back there.
Yeah.
And when they confiscated them guns, they didn't go on the Ninth Ward to confiscate them. They went on Esplanade and St. Charles Street.
Right.
And took the decent people's guns, you know.
And up on the Magazine Street, you know.
Right, right. You know, like that old woman they took in jail.
Yeah.
When they were coming. But anyway, they're down there right now. I talked to my aunt. They just running around. They run through your house right now. If they hear a shot, they'll come knocking your door and run right through your house now, you know. Looking for,
get the feeling if you live in Louisiana or New Orleans, as I said, I have, Los Angeles or California in general was the police super state. But now I'm seeing a lot of tests going on in Louisiana. And this all started, Charles, as I'm sure you know, about 2 years ago when the Fed snapped up all the authority for New Orleans, over and superseding even the state of Louisiana
yes.
itself. So you could kind of see the writing on the wall,
yeah.
And all they needed was the right event, which coincidentally enough came in Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah. Well, DeBlanco likes all this. She likes to talk about my soldiers are cocked and loaded. They will shoot. She likes all this. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Makes her feel powerful. Makes
yeah,
her feel
well,
strong.
They just gave her some nasty email about the other day. She got thousands of email saying that they voted their lifetime insurance, you know, in 10 years, and she's going to have to veto that bill.
Yeah.
But they show up to her. But
well, and then at one point you think that Megan, in the beginning of Hurricane Katrina, is doing the right thing, calling out the government, getting the word out that they're not getting help, exposing, you know, some of the the plots and plans of the feds, and then the next thing you know, he's doing everything they say. I mean, you get the feeling that they threatened him with a complete ruin of his life if he didn't start going along with this.
Yeah, he's going to have to go along. But here's the thing, Jack. People don't realize they ain't built the 9th Ward back up. My aunt lives in the lower 8th Ward, and they're going to take all this land. And I tell you what, the next Hurricane 3, you know, Category 3, they're evacuating all the people and the pets.
Yeah.
And the pets.
Well, so, you better believe it's coming, Charles. Yeah. I mean, right now, of course, the report came out today. The planet's hotter than ever. Of course, we know the Gulf is starting to cook right now, and that's the perfect ingredients and alchemy for another giant storm. In fact, I think they predicted at least 4 major Cat 4 storms are going to hit the United States and the Gulf this year.
Yeah. Well, New Orleans is finished. I mean, Louisiana, believe it or not, Jack, and I'm just saying this, Louisiana is so dumb, it's finished. Look, last night, what I wanted to report on you, on Nightline, they're saying our biggest threat is homegrown terrorism.
Yeah.
And they're using the Internet to recruit people. And I wanted to ask you, because I heard you talk about it before, when are they going to shut down the Internet?
Well, look, one thing they're going to do is they're going to shut people like myself and Alex Jones and groups like YouTube out of the Internet. That's what's going on right now. And if we don't stop them, if we don't get a hold of the Senate and tell them there are going to be dire consequences if they outprice us, and they basically sold us out to the telecom companies, the same usual suspects, AT&T and the rest of the gang, sold us out for lobbyist money. So that's the first step. The second step is already happening. It's being put into place where every day there's a new event on MySpace that is just criminal. Every day there's a new event on a chat room which catches a group of terrorists plotting and planning to blow up buildings. So look, they've got now the pretext. This is the problem. They're already using the news cycle to put forth a reaction. And yes, you better believe it, Charles. They got a solution.
Listen to this. Now, the police down there, if they've been told they can't gun confiscate, but the police say they're going to do it anyway. And so I tried to call on a talk show. They said if you protect your property and your gun's not concealed and a policeman walks up to you, he'll take the gun away and give it to you on a later date.
What you need to do is roll back Emergency Powers Acts and War Powers Acts and these types of things, which generally supersede state and federal constitutions. Yeah. I mean, without doing that, they'll be able to get away with just about anything they want.
Well, Jack, I know people think they get tired of me talking about giving these tapes out, Alex tapes. That's the only way I know to do it.
Yeah.
I'm played out on it. I don't have no more to give. I mean, for 8 years, you know, I've been given, and I don't have no more to give.
Charles, man, if we had everybody doing as much as you, we'd be in pretty good shape pretty fast. In fact, the caller called in the other day and said that, you know, if everybody got together and opposed this government, we'd have it back in 12 hours.
Well, you know, it hurts me. How can a man have a family and go to sleep and tell him I love you and he's going to protect you, knowing that this kid don't have a future, Jack? They won't support the programs. I passed out.
Charles, we never had a future that we didn't fight for, and I'll tell you, it just gets my blood up. You know what I mean? No pun intended. It gets me up. It gets me excited. I feel alive knowing that I'm fighting for the future of my children and my grandchildren. And we just got to keep that going. We got to pass the proverbial torch, excuse the expression.
I want to thank you for what you're doing, Jack. I really do. I love you in the Lord. And I guess I'm just tired now, Jack. I guess I'm just tired, my friend.
Keep going. Keep what you're doing, Charles. Yeah. You're doing a great job. Thanks for the call.
God bless you.
Have a great weekend. Let's go to Moses in Texas. Moses, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon.
I just have a couple quick takes, and I'll jump off the line.
Okay.
Alexander, the Battle for God, Emmerich Jones, just called in, and you're talking about entrapment with the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was before the Patriot Act. The Tyranny Act. I mean, the Patriot Act. Now they're effing bullies and intimidators, FBI.
Yeah.
And then,
and BATF and all the rest, yeah.
Yeah, well, I need Nick to answer them. But you said that Fetzer was on Senator Sean Scott.
We're going to play the clip here pretty quick, sometime probably in the next 20 minutes or less. In fact, I might even play it at the top of the hour when we get done to the next commercial break. It's only about a 3-4 minute clip. He destroyed them!
Okay, well, you know, I'll listen. He was on Lump Loser Larson, Lars Larson, maybe 2 weeks ago, and some citizens called in and really kind of smacked Fetzer around, so I'm glad to hear that he made an improvement. But like I said, Jack, I have a couple quick takes, and I'll jump off the line.
Go.
The only thing I ask of you, Jack, that if you have any questions for me or statements just before I get dropped off the line, that you just
Just go. Get it out, because we got a lot of calls. Go for it. I'm giving you the floor.
Well, first, I'd like to thank GCN and the other networks, minus its owner, for the work that you do. I sincerely thank you, these networks plus the Internet. Speaking of Internet, if you look at it in its scope of history, not in its modernity, then this is the main reason why you might have a slim chance in hell. And to the callers out there, like Charles in Louisiana, Kevin Smith, Stuart, Gale, Watson, Scott Horton, Jeff and Mass, Rita Rodney, my fellow Texans, you give me faith and hope. All I ask that you do is listen to closely what I say, and if I'm wrong, correct me. Or maybe, Jack, you can enlighten me and pull me out of the shadows. Quickly, does anybody have any background on Silverstein? I'm just guessing, but if somebody does the search, I bet it's satanic. Now, the Super Bowl conference that you have happening in L.A. this weekend, I hope that you pull out some unity strategy and a little organization out of it, because the other side is, I'm not going to put a one-hour phone argument in a five-minute debate with you. And after these quick takes, maybe we'll see why you.
Well, you just made several takes, so I gotta have you call back, man. I mean, I can't give you 10 minutes when we got loaded phone lines. So look, we gotta manage our time, all of us. And since I'm sitting at the helm here, I guess I have to manage all of you. But I appreciate the comments, Moses, and I especially liked your comment and your call out to the fellow Texans that give you faith. I mean, that's what it's all about, folks. We need each other. And as far as a unity strategy at the conference in Los Angeles, the conference itself is a unity strategy, bringing us all together under one roof, people of all persuasions, all races, all creeds, all political persuasions, all getting together under one roof, under a common goal, and that is to expose the neocon agenda, expose what happened on 9/11. Moses, thanks for the call. Let's go to Todd in Texas. Todd, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, Jack Blood. And I must say you're doing a splendid job. As far as filling out really my wish list and probably the wish list of many others, as far as touching on some really heavy stuff, the immigration, the Trans Texas Corridor,
yeah,
wonderfully done. I was wondering, since this is a radio show, and if you keep up with tradition of radio shows, and maybe take a request, maybe see about getting Mr. Tancredo back on. He was on the Liddy show with.
He's not doing my show. I'll tell you that he's not returning my calls anymore, and he used to get right on the phone with me.
That's a shame. He did Liddy with Mr. Corsi, and I didn't get to hear it because time conflict with Alex mm-hmm. Jones. Can't have that. But anyway, that would be one.
How about this? You guys call Tancredo. You write Tancredo. You tell him to do the Jack Blood and Alex Jones show on GCN Radio Network.
You know what? That's a bet. I'll do it. And I also was going to say, KT Ordinance is back up online. Have you talked to the gentleman who
runs
it?
Yeah, I have. We talked yesterday to Aaron Zellman, and he gave us an update on that. They are back online, but they're not allowed to do business, and a lot of their property was confiscated. All their computers were confiscated. Their hard drives were bugged. Okay, this is what the BATF and the FBI do. All of this illegal. They have no case on them because, obviously, there's no charges.
Well, you know, there are other sites out there selling the 80%.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Well, they pretty much can assume that they're going to be targets as well. But that's okay. Hey, man, stand up to them and keep doing it. And I'm not going to say if I'm geared up or not, but I'll let you go ahead and make an educated guess. Thanks for the call, Todd. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Jason in Maryland, you're up on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, I was wondering if you could tell me whatever you know about the global bankers speaking openly about the destruction of the dollar in their periodicals and how they can come out on top of that.
Well, that's a mighty question you just asked, Jason. Where do I start? Obviously, the global bankers at several Bilderberg conferences going back now 10s, 20s, 30s years ago have openly discussed the destroying of all currency to unify them under one currency, which will generally be an electronic currency. This, again, alleviates paper trails. This is what, of course, the big boys are doing, the corporate chieftains. They are now writing software programs to eliminate any paper trails, which, of course, keeps them clear of any Enron-style investigations. But for the rest of us, the goal is, and we're looking at it now, to unify currencies. This is what's happened with the euro, with the EU. Of course, now it's being predicted very accurately, I think. We're going to get an Amero dollar here for the American and then future Pan-American Union. And then at that point, you're going to get a global dollar, a global currency, which will all be credit either on your little card, your little biometric card, passport, one size fits all, or your subdermal microchip. I mean, that's the plan. And they'll do whatever they have to do to get there. But they're going to do so incrementally, which is exactly what we need to do. We need to do things incrementally. Obviously, if we can take a big bite, we'll do it. But incrementally, we got to keep rolling this stuff back. And I believe we've done that. You know, if we would have just stood and done nothing 2 years ago, the FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, would have gone through. We would have extended this quote-unquote free trade all the way to the tip of the continent, north and south, and we would already be locked into the Pan-American Union. They are several years behind in their plan, and already in Europe, people are starting to question the euro as well. So that's the plan, and, you know, look, this is what... Lord Rothschild said, Amschel Bauer, you know, I don't care who makes the policies. I don't care who gets elected. It's who controls the money that controls the countries. And that's what they set out to do from the very beginning.
I'm starting to wonder with the fact that they are years behind and that the wheels seem to be coming off for them with Japan's premier newspaper saying 9/11 was an inside job.
They're getting desperate.
I'm starting to wonder if incrementalism is still the...
I mean, that's been their plan for 100 years, and they've had their backs to the wall before. Thanks for the call, Jason. We'll come right back. Try to play this clip of Jim Fetzer right after this. Stay tuned.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Leave them kids alone.
education. We need knowledge. Knowledge is power. We're going to play that Jim Fetzer clip for you just after Dar Jamal leaves us at the bottom of the next hour. We're going to continue to take your calls. I'm Jack Blood, again, sitting in for Alex Jones today. Alex will be back, or is scheduled to be back, on Monday. Hopefully everything goes well, and we'll have Alex back in the chair in the InfoWars studios. Real quick, let me just say, the best way to wake people up are the films of Alex Jones. And I've seen a lot of films. They're all good. I mean, films, documentary films with knowledge, something now really spinning out of control, and we've seen a lot of them, Loose Change. Of course, we carry that here at InfoWars.com. But the films of Alex Jones are excellent. I've seen the new film, Terror Storm. It is absolutely unbelievable. You guys are going to really love this film when it comes out. But there are so many films that Alex has now available that are still valid, still very, very good, and very, very hot. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State is three films in one. I was on the ground in New York City. I saw the police state assembled for the Bush coronation ceremony in 2004. Also, this video gets into the connections of the Bush family to Hitler and the Nazis. It sets out the full story about state-sponsored terrorism from Oklahoma City to 9/11. A lot of new evidence about 9/11 in this film. This film is still excellent. Excellent film. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. There are a number of specials as well that you can ask for when you give us a call. 888-253-3139. I still think one of the best things you can do is subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a huge amount of resources there for information. It's $54.95 for the entire year. There are specials going on for the months. PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see everything from weather control to Alex's interview with Dean Haglund from The X-Files. That's really always very entertaining and always very informative. A number of Alex's selective works and appearances. You get to see his local cable access TV show, which I watch several times a week here. Just a ton of great information there. It's about anything you want to know about. And that's really probably the most cost-effective way to get all of this information. So every one of you should be a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv. And you know, look, and this is the thing, folks. We don't have enough money to do everything we want, but let's not go to a movie this weekend. Let's make a little bit of sacrifice and get one of these films. Make a bunch of copies for everybody. Get them out for educational, not-for-profit purposes. And you support the network. You support this growing operation here, the InfoWars operation, the operation of Alex Jones. All of the money coming in, the largest portion of it going right back into expanding the operation, to getting the word out to more people. You get to be a part of it. That's what it's all about. We all get to work together. This is your part. It's a win-win-win situation. Go to the InfoWars store, InfoWars.com, or give us a call at 888-253-3139. We're going to come right back, go to Dar Jamel, get some inside information of what's going on in Iraq. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.